welcome friends to Inspirational Truths, a time for exploring truths from God's timeless book. My name is Todd Price. I believe that song and the message for today will be a blessing to each of you. So with that in mind, it is my privilege to introduce to you the founder of Inspirational Truths, my father, Tom Price.
Well, greetings, friends. My name is Tom Price, and I'm happy to say it's Inspirational Truth time once again and greet you in the blessed name of Christ, my Savior. So glad that you've tuned in this way. So glad that you've chosen to allow Debbie and I to be a part of this day. And all, friend, we pray that our time together will be a blessing, will be edifying, will bring glory to God, and just do all sorts of things. Hey, listen, I've opened my Bible to the book of 2 Kings chapter 16. I want to read more verses today than I normally read to prepare for my message, but I believe it's necessary. You pray for me, won't you? You listen to Debbie sing. I'll be back in just a moment or two.
This path I take leads me through a barren
somewhere, but this is the thing. We need to be on the right path. Need to be on that straight and the narrow way. Listen, friend, there's two ways to go to eternity. In fact, there are two places in eternity. One's right and one's wrong. One's a place that Jesus has gone to prepare. Another place, friend, has been prepared for the devil and his angels. And look, it's up to you and I. It's up to me and you to decide in this life where we will spend our eternity. If you're on the wrong road, you end up the wrong place. If you're on the right road, thank God you end up in the right place. Hey, here in the book of 2 Kings chapter 16, I'm going to begin reading at verse 10, read down through and include verse 18. And we're going to read about a man that was a king. His name was Ahab. He was the son of Jotham. He was the father of a man by the name of Hezekiah. And I'll tell you, friend, listen, after having a great father like Jotham, it's amazing that Ahaz ended up the way he did. And in light of the fact that he ended up the way he did, it's amazing that he produced a great son, a great king by the name of Hezekiah. But we're going to deal with Ahaz. You'll see him in the Word of God sometime as Ahaziah. And it's the same individual. Listen to what the Word of God says. And King Ahaz went to Damascus to meet Tiglath-Pileser, king of Assyria. And he saw an altar that was at Damascus. And King Ahab sent to Urijah the priest the fashion of the altar and the pattern of it according to all the workmanship thereof. And Uzziah the priest built an altar according to all the king Ahaz had sent from Damascus. So Urijah the priest made it against King Ahab come from Damascus, meaning he made it before he got home. And when the king was come from Damascus, the king saw the altar. Now watch this. And the king approached the altar and offered thereon. He burnt his sacrifices, or he burnt his burnt offerings and his meat offerings, and poured his drink offerings, and sprinkled the blood of peace offerings upon the altar. Hey, folks, if you haven't got it yet, I'm going to tell you this is all wrong. I mean to tell you, he approached the office of a priest. He approached the altar doing the work of a priest, entering into the office of a priest, and he did it on the wrong altar at the right place. This is all wrong, friend, all wrong. And the Bible goes on to say, and he brought also the brazen altar, which was before the Lord from the forefront of the house, from between the altar and the house of the Lord, and he put it on the north side of the altar, meaning he just moved things around to suit him. And King Ahaz commanded Urijah, the priest, saying, upon the great altar, burn the morning sacrifices and the evening meat offerings. And the king burnt sacrifices and his meat offering with the burnt offering of all the people of the land and their meat offering and their drink offering, and sprinkled upon it all the blood of the burnt offering and all the blood of the sacrifice. And the brazen altar shall be for me to inquire by. Thus did Urijah the priest according to all the king Ahab command. You know what is obeying a king? Urijah was the wrong king, and King Ahaz cut off the borders of the bases, removed the labor from off them, took down the sea from the brazen oxen that were under it, and put it upon a pavement of stone. You know what he did? He just moved things around to please him. He destroyed some things. Listen, he took some things away, friend, from what God had said to do. And listen, he goes on to say, and the covert for the Sabbath that they had built in the house and the king's entry without turned he from the house of the Lord for the king of Assyria. Hey, I'm going to talk to you a little while today. Simple message, but profound. Do you hear me? I believe it's applicable for our day. I believe it's necessary for our day. And I pray God that it affects someone. Oh, you say preacher's going to turn things around. I don't know if it will, but I'll tell you what it can. Thank God. I'll tell you, listen, friend, we're in a mess spiritually in America. We're in the days of apostasy. Now listen to what I'm going to say. Apostasy is nothing new. I believe as the wise man said in the proverb that there is no new thing under the sun, and how true that it is. Men, friend, have wicked hearts. Men have hearts that are deceitful. Jeremiah tells us, desperately wicked. Who can know it? The Word of God says God does in verse 10 of that 17th chapter of Jeremiah. I want you to know, friend, listen, we've seen the church change, fundamentally change in America. Look, we may be new men and women. We may be in a new age. We may be in a new dispensation. We may be a new generation. But can I tell you something? The devil, his works, his way, hey, they're just as old as he is. They're just as old as this earth is. And oh, listen, I don't care. I don't care who you are. I don't care, friend, listen, what your title is. I don't care how many letters you have stacked up behind your name. Listen, friend, if you follow him, if you listen to him, it'll head to trouble. Ah, we're in trouble, I believe, in this day and this hour. And I want to talk to you about this thought. Something's just not right. You ever thought about that? Something's just not right. Have you ever been to a place and a time when things are happening, going on? You may not be able to lay a finger on it. You may not be able to identify what's happening, but you know in your spirit, you know in your heart, something's just not right. Look, I can't tell you what it is you might think. I can't point it out, but I tell you, this is just not right. It may look like something, but it's not it. I mean to tell you that what I'm listening, what I'm seeing may look like the real thing, but it's not. What I'm hearing may sound like the real thing, but it's not. Hey, what's happening here may be pretty good, but it's not the good thing. It's not the right thing. Hey, something's just not right. That's what I could say. I'm afraid about a lot of worship going on in America. You say, preacher, well, people are sincere. Hey, did you ever know, friend, that they could be sincerely wrong? The Bible tells us if we worship God, we'll worship Him in spirit and in truth. He also goes on to say that we'll do it with truth and sincerity. Friend, listen, being sincere just isn't enough. We've got to have the truth tacked to what we do. What we do has to be provoked and promoted out of that truth that we know. And that's what's going on in America today in too many ways. Hey, listen, friend, listen. I'm not saying that the people that belong to these emergent churches and these progressive churches are lost and undone. God knows that. I don't. I'm not going to judge them, stand in judgment of them, but I am going to stand in judgment of a lot of things that they do. You say, preacher, the Bible says, judge not. Well, yeah, it does, friend, but I want to tell you why. It also says, he that spiritual judgeth all things. We need to rightly divide the Word of God. Don't stop on one verse, but read what it says about judgment everywhere. Thank God. Listen, I may not judge, and I pray God I don't. A man's motive, a man's heart. But I'll tell you what I can judge. I can judge his fruit. I can judge his actions. I can judge what he does, how he does it. He and the Lord have to decide why they do that. But I'm telling you, there's some things that are just not right. There are some things that are just not right. And I want you to know that he has a wicked king. I mean to tell you, listen, he was a wicked, wicked king. He was king over Judah. And look, he was mentioned in the book of Isaiah. You ever read the prophecy where it says, behold, a virgin shall conceive and bring forth a son? Do you ever read that in Isaiah chapter 7? Do you know the king's name that Isaiah was speaking that to? Do you know the king's name that God was pleading to Isaiah? It was Ahaz. This old wicked king, this king that did very wickedly. The Bible tells us that he was 20 years old when he began to reign. And listen what the Bible said. He did not that which was right in the sight of the Lord God like David his father. He walked in the ways of the king of not. He walked in the ways of the king of Israel. Yea, and made his sons to pass through the fire according to the abominations of the heathen whom the Lord cast out from before unto the children of Israel. Hey, listen to what I'm going to say. Bless God, listen, it matters what we do in the name of the Lord. It matters how we do what we do in the name of the Lord. It matters where we do what we do in the name of the Lord. And we just can't do any old thing, tack God's name to it, and expect Him to accept it in and agree with it and bless us. Bless it. I'm telling you, friend, there are just some things that are not right. I want you to know, friend, he refused God's offer. I mean to tell you, he decided that he'd worship like the heathen of his day. He was determined, friend, to have it his own way. Bless God. Listen, God will give us that liberty. God has given us that privilege. God has given us that right. We can have it our own way. We can abandon God's way. We can forget what thus saith the Lord. We can step out of the old path. We can find us a new way. But I'll tell you what we cannot do. We cannot decide on the consequences We cannot decide what God decides about it. We cannot decide what we'll face when we come to judgment. But Ahab's, listen, he had a priest by the name of Urijah who was complicit with him. He was complicit with Ahaz. Instead of being God's man, instead of being God's representative, instead of being God's messenger, instead, bless God, of calling Ahaz's hand, he became Ahaz's servant. Oh, listen, Fred, I'm telling you, he went along with the apostasy. He went along with Ahaz's, bless God, failure to obey God. Oh, he went along with Ahaz turning away. Oh, listen, friend, we find too many men that say they're men of God that are complicit with the things of the world. Instead of standing on the rock, instead of standing at the gate, instead of standing in the way and lifting up their voice like a trumpet crying aloud, sparing not, showing His people, God's people, their sin. Listen, you know what they do? They just go along, get along. How they become complicit. They just simply say, hey, how that suits me. If you'll pay me, if you'll continue to support me, if you'll love me, if you'll give me this platform, that's what we do. Ahaz, listen, he was a complete idolater. I'm telling you, friend, listen, he performed grievous acts. I'm telling you, he offered his sons as a sacrifice to false gods. But listen, the main thing that God records about him here in the book of 2 Kings chapter 16, and I want you to get this. I want you to pay attention to this. It was about how he worshiped. It was about what he did in worship. It was about how he changed worship. It was about what he brought into worship. Oh, listen, friend. This is so important, so significant in this day of progressive churchism, of the emergent church, a day when mankind, not the Spirit of God, but mankind is transforming the church that Jesus purchased with His blood. Hey, listen, Ahaz moved the brazen altar out. I put it on the north side. You know what this generation of Christians are doing? They push Christ to the outside. They put Him on the outside. Instead of kept Him in the center, they got Him on the outside. If you don't believe me, read Revelation 3:20 and find out where He's at. But God focused on, listen, God focused on what He did. He focused on what He did to the place of worship. Listen, friend, He focused on that. Hey, listen, Ahaz's actions were contemptible. I'm telling you, the sight of God, they were abominable. And I'm telling you something, friend, we need to be careful when we start fooling with worship before God. Look, maybe the most dangerous thing that Ahaz did in all of this was the fact that he didn't stop, quote, worshiping God. Hey, listen, friend, Israel's a true God. Hey, listen, he changed worship to suit himself. At least, friend, he called it worship. Do you hear me? He thought it was worship, but what he did may have pleased him, but I'm telling you, according to the Word of God, it didn't please God. God wasn't within 100 miles of that. If you don't believe me, turn over to the book of Isaiah and read chapter 1, beginning at verse 11. And I'm going to do that very, very quickly. I don't have time, but it's necessary. God asked Israel this, "Under what purpose is the multitude of your sacrifices unto me? Saith the Lord, I am full of your burnt offerings of rams, the fat of fed beasts. I delight not in the blood of bulls, or of lambs, or of he-goats. When ye come to appear before me, who hath required this at your hand, to tread my court? Bring no more vain oblations, incense and abomination unto me. The new moons and Sabbaths, the calling of assemblies, I cannot away with. It is iniquity, even the solemn eating. Your new moons, your appointed feasts, your my soul hateth, and they are trouble unto me. I am weary to bear them. And when you spread forth your hands, I'll hide my eyes from you. Yea, when you make many prayers, I will not hear. Your hands are full of blood. I'm afraid, bless God, A lot of what's going on for worship in a lot of churches in America is a bunch of baloney. Is a bunch of hooey-balooey. Hey, friend, I'll tell you, say why. Well, man's made it about himself. They've forgotten the one true God who gave His only begotten Son, had to purchase the church with His blood, empowered by the Spirit, and trust to them the Word of God. I'm telling you, friend, listen, there's something that's just not right. Now look, friend, listen, the great danger in all of this that Ahaz did. Listen, he didn't stop things. He didn't just forsake God. He just didn't start worshiping the heathen idols. Though he did that, have a blessed God, he changed things around. He changed it to please himself. He replaced what God had ordained. He replaced what God had established. He put in what pleased him. His eyes, he saw that altar. Maybe it's a big old thing. Maybe it's made out of stone. I don't know exactly what it was. He couldn't find out. But he thought, man, I like that better than the one God's got. This feels good to me. It looks good to me. I think I'll just move it in. I just think I'll move God's stuff out. I think I'll just put this in the place where I want it and forget about what God has to say. Hey, listen, friend. Listen, friend. He minimized God's stuff. Do you hear me? I mean to tell you, he moved it around. He didn't destroy it, but he certainly mutilated it. He did it to suit himself, his own desires, his own preferences. He moved the brazen altar out of the way, and he continued to offer sacrifice. Oh, listen, God wasn't pleased with that. God wasn't happy with that. God did not sanction that. God did not accept that. I listen, Ahaz was having it his way, but God was having nothing to do with it. Hey, folks, I'm telling you, there are just some things that are not right. He continued to worship, continued to offer sacrifice, but I'll tell you what, it wasn't acceptable to him. Now listen, I need about another hour and a half or day and a week on this, but listen. We're in the day of apostasy. We're in the day of the Laodicean church age. When church is about people, when it's the church of the people's rule, or the church ruled by the people, and not the will of God, not the Word of God, not the way of God, not the one of God, especially not the Spirit of God. A church today is about man and not God. He's been shoved, like I told you a while ago, to the outside. Like Ahaz shoved God's brazen altar off to the side. And I'm telling you, friend, God's paying attention. If you don't believe me, you check 2 Samuel out. Don't have time to get into it today, but you check 2 Samuel out and watch how David tried to bring the ark up the first time from the house of Obed-Edom or Shechem, wherever it was. I can't remember right now. It went to the house of Obed-Edom after this, did it not? When Uzzah put his hand up to steady the ark. Hey, can I tell you something, sir, ma'am? Just as kindly and yet just as boldly as I can, God don't need our stinking help, do you hear me? God wants our obedience. God wants our faithfulness. God wants our submission. God wants us to do what we do for His glory, His way. If we don't, I bless God, it won't be for His glory. Listen, friend. Uzzah thought he was in doing well. I mean, his intentions were good. That's what I said. I don't want to throw, bless God, people that are saved under the bus. But I'll tell you what. God said, listen, you need to let the priest bear this ark. You don't touch it. Nobody but the ordained. Nobody but the called and chosen of God. Hey, friend, it's a scary day that we're living in. What about Leviticus chapter 10? Read that. Look at two sons of Levi. Their name was Abihu and Nadab. You know what they did? They probably got excited about what's going on in that new tabernacle. They probably got excited about what they'd been told about what was happening inside of that holy place. Bless God. But listen, they tried to intrude into a place they weren't invited. They tried to intrude into a place of the wrong spirit. If I understand the Word of God right, they were probably inebriated. They were probably drunk. They had a spirit of Adam's wrong spirit. Hey, listen, friend. It didn't matter what God had said. They wanted to do God's work their way. Friend, and I'm telling you, friend, we need, if we get the blessings of God on us, to do what thus saith the Lord. Now listen, both of these things ended with Uzzah and with Nadab and Abihu in a wrong way. I mean to tell you, listen, it ended in tragic, in a tragic death. Hey, listen, friend, do you know what? There's a lot of churches dead in a doorknob. I mean to tell you, they're dead while they live. And you say, what's the answer, preacher? Well, turn to the book of Jeremiah. Don't have time. Turn to the book of Jeremiah and read what Jeremiah begged the nation of Israel to do before it went into captivity. To turn to the old ways. To turn, ask for the old past when you find them. Stand therein. Stand on the Word of God. Stand with the Spirit of God. Stand doing the will of God, the work of God, the way God has established it. Hey, friend, listen. Worship is not about us feeling good and not about increasing our self-esteem or how we feel about ourselves. Worship is about glorifying God. Worship is about exalting Him. Worship is about praising the One who is worthy. Bless God. And that's what worship is about. It'll affect us. It'll bless us. But it's all about Him. Hey, something's just not right.
You are my Savior.
Thank you, friend, for listening to Inspirational Truths today. It is our prayer that the message and the song has been a blessing to your soul and has in some way ministered to your heart. We hope that you will make plans to join us every week at this same time. If you have a special request that you would like us to know about, please feel free to write us and we will be sure to pray about your request, whatever it is. If you'd like to contact us, our address is Inspirational Truths, P.O. Box 10004, Charleston, West Virginia, 25357. That's Inspirational Truths, P.O. Box 10004, Charleston, West Virginia, 25357. Or on the web at TomAndDebbie@InspirationalTruths.com. That's Tom and Debbie at InspirationalTruths.com. Remember, friend, this is a work of faith. We need both your prayers and your listening ear. Now until the next time, it is our prayer that God will richly bless both you and yours.